And the bankrupt maker of auto parts, Delphi, will ask a federal judge for permission to cancel its existing labor contracts. The company is a former subsidiary of General Motors. Because it is bankrupt, it says it must sharply reduce wages and benefits in order to be competitive. Delphi's latest proposal to its unions was quickly dismissed. The United Auto Workers called the offer an insult. NPR's Jack Speer has this report.
General Motors is still the largest automaker in the world, and Delphi is its biggest parts supplier. The company employs more than 30,000 blue-collar workers, and today the auto parts maker goes to the bankruptcy court for something it's been unable to get at the negotiating table.
There is nothing more confrontational than asking a court to reject a collective bargaining agreement.
Gary Chasen is a labor relations professor at Clark University.
This is the constitution of the workers. This is what they fought for, what they struck for, what they negotiated hard for. And the idea that a court can reject it because an employer wants the court to reject it and it could be replaced by the employer's proposal is something that workers will walk off their jobs for.
No one expects UAW workers at Delphi to go on strike right away, but by filing a motion today to void its labor contracts and outlining plans to sell or shutter around a third of its global assembly plants, the company sets in motion events that could lead to a strike, possibly by mid-June. George Anthony, the shop steward at UAW Local 292 in Kokomo, Indiana, says there's still time.
Hopefully they can come to terms and all three parties can be fairly satisfied. But if not, I think it's going to be disastrous for all three parties if we go out on strike.
Because of its historical ties to Delphi, GM has been heavily involved in the negotiations with the UAW. GM has agreed to offset costs associated with a recent buyout plan for Delphi employees and hasn't ruled out additional help. Kevin Tynan is senior equity analyst at Argus Research. He says GM is motivated by fear that a strike at Delphi would quickly hurt GM.
In a worst-case scenario, it's not going to make a difference if they're stockpiling parts, looking for other suppliers. Delphi is too big a part of what General Motors does to really ride out something that goes for a number of weeks or months.
There are estimates a strike at Delphi could cost GM as much as $8 billion within 60 days. Peter Capelli is a professor of management at the Wharton School. He agrees the stakes are high for GM and Delphi, but he says after months of negotiating, the UAW faces risks of its own.
This in some ways is almost like an end game at Delphi because the bankruptcy judge may take away virtually everything. So, you know, it's hard to imagine how it goes on from here. This is playing out the end of what has been a generation-long set of events.
In a statement issued this morning, Delphi said it also plans to shed up to 8,500 non-union or management jobs, including 40% of its corporate officers. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.